stranded. Can I get my evil, deceitful implant?
I know.
Alright, yo. Alright, yo, yeah, it went dead air for a minute. I thought I came back, it was still streaming, but in the split second it must have stopped. So go ahead. I went back and hooked the stream back up, so it should be going. When I went to have my smoke, I forgot to put it on auto DJ so that it kept playing. So what we'll do, I'll go ahead now. I've reconnected the stream. Y'all should be hearing me again on air, and I'll go ahead and play this track, and we'll be back in a second.
No, this isn't the Dean Martin Show, but don't touch your dial because you've got a treat coming up. Loaded, to coin the phrase, with a batch of real big stars. I'd drink to that. Here's looking at you, Johnny.
And now, here's Johnny.
If I could be facing my really my need, the chance to be able to really buy free mineral deposits, get your dirt cheap. You only know your worth if you're worthy. If I could be fatal, I really might need the chance to be able to really buy free mineral deposits, get your dirt cheap. You only know your worth if you're worthy. Drive 101 South, car rattled and seized. Guess there's no control over the powers that be. If life is a bitch, then she's out of my league. She still let me hit once I'm out of my tease. Things you're impressed by, not even the Best Buy. The guns, the roses, I lived and let die. Undressed by the pool, let's dive into more clarity after 10 tropical storms. I could be poor with cheap pores. Does happiness expire? How long's it keep for? If laughter's exercise, I'm bent out of shape. Not in with the times, and I'm spent out of place. Fresh outer space, then the eagle has landed. Can I get my evil, deceitful implanted? Can I get some fries with that eagle supersize? Take a big gulp, rep reality, vice spot, invoke the skill of mentality. Might go in for the kill, fatality, fight, and that's proof. For I to be fatal, I really might need grants of the pesos, really bright gleam. The chance to be able, afford a life free. I only know my worth because I'm worthy. For I to be fatal, I really might need grants of the pesos, really bright gleam. The chance to be able, afford a life free. I only know my worth because I'm worthy.
Death unites those who fight through the thick and thin. Mortality loses sight when the wicked sin. Slanted rims, mozzy rims, and the diamond gems. You think it's tool time, to where they stay with Taylor Timbs. Don't know your worth, then that makes you not worthy. Bump your gums till they bleed, see you got scurvy. Pirated dreams of the gleam got you so worried. Submerging in the pop culture got your mind buried. Insufficient funds, where you go to be a thief? Bank of education, this is such a tragedy. School systems, this is just a travesty. Killers and drug dealers woven, it's a tapestry. Happy when I'm sad, at peace when I'm mad. Blessed when I'm stressed, it's the best when I'm with my lads. Always been bad, so I never follow fast. They pitching weed like a lobster, a crawdad. Inoculation, an occupation, no meditation. Hesitating, if it's a Satan, we all waiting. Annihilation of reservations and space stations. Privatization and regulations about to kill the nation.
Here's Johnny!
If I could be fatal, I really might need the chance to be able to really buy free mineral deposits, get your dirt cheap. You only know your worth if you're worthy. And that's true. For I to be fatal, I really might need grants of the pesos, really bright gleam. The chance to be able, afford a life free. I only know my worth because I'm worthy.
Y'all, this your boy Smith Deuce, and I'm listening to my man Slim Swayze's Take the Red Pill, Learn the Truth show. The best place on the net for truth, as well as underground and independent hip-hop. Check him out, www.slimswayze.com. Don't miss this shit, y'all.
Homeboy named Renee up on the Facebook, I know you. Papa Keith, Slim Swayze up in Canada.
Alright, we're back, kiddies. Slim Swayze, Take the Red Pill show. Learn the motherfucking truth, man. What's up, fellas?
Yeah, so, I kind of, that song, Fatal Work, I kind of put a different analysis on that recently. I feel like, I kind of mentioned this a little bit, is like, our art that we put out there, it's, we might have a value on it before we even created itself, but if our goal is to sell it, then it's kind of losing the value that we have assigned to it. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm talking about, but this goes along the lines of people where they talk about in music, in order to make it, you have to sell your soul off.
Yeah.
I feel that that's only an illusion of selling your soul, because we're putting a price on our soul in our music.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's a very good point, because a lot of people talk about that recently. I mean, even a lot of people that are making a lot of money off hip hop, like Jay-Z and others, Kanye, whoever it be, that now talk about, yeah, well, you know, if I could do it over, I'd do it like most, or I'd do it like Crib. And it's like, you know, it's kind of a joke in itself when they're saying shit like that, because it's like, you can't. You don't have to keep going the way you're going. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then, the other idea is that, you know, if it's just for money, if we're just making music for money, and what we're using the money for is makes a difference too. And if we were making money and we're using it for good, then there's a difference if we're using money just dumb out and whatever we got to do with our money, buy chains and stupid shit. But I'm saying,
exactly, like
really
all this stupid shit going on with Waka Flocka or whatever the fuck's going. You know that dude. It's like.
Yeah.
You kind of get what you put out there, and I mean, you're not going to get any respect from the fucking, you know, if you got to diss intellectual people or you got to just diss fucking a dictionary in general, it shows your fucking IQ. But I mean, you got to just look at that and look at the shit that they buy. I mean, homeboy buying his homeboy a fucking Gumby necklace, and like, I mean, that shit's just really ridiculous. The point it's gotten to.
That's what they want, though. That's what mainstream hip hop wants. You know, they're afraid of guys like Prince E because he's black and he's intelligent. It's okay for white cats to spit, you know, conscious hip hop. You know what I'm saying? But when you got guys like Prince E spitting it, well, they don't like that. You know, because therefore that it will inspire other people. Like, his whole make smart cool thing. You know, that's scary to these people. They don't want young black youth smart.
What do you feel about the scene right now, Nader, as far as, do you think people are really getting hit as far as, like, the more conscious stuff right now in the Bay Area? Like, that's becoming more of an influence?
I feel like it's becoming the opposite, really. It's kind of making me want to work more with cats that are not in the Bay Area, but I'm not saying that that doesn't exist. There's a lot of talented individuals, people that are younger than me that are really talented, you know, that have really been on this hype, you know. But a lot of them cats, they come from other places as well. And what I feel like is that, you know, in order for people to realize that the depth of the situation we have here, we have to be able to, you know, not judge people on the idea that they might not know shit. You know, don't want to pass judgment, and maybe that's by not really staying silent and just using my music, or maybe it's just by letting them pointing them in the right direction to figure stuff out for themselves, you know?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
If I go out there and I'm just going to be this artist that just wants to just tear everybody's heads off, and all I'm going to do is talk shit about people for what they have. Instead, maybe I could use my energy to really point people in the right direction to where they could find. Maybe they're going to reject it. They might not like it, but they're at least thinking about it. And I feel like a lot of the things I do is make people think about certain things, you know? Think about maybe if money is really worthless, which money really has no value, what are you making your music for if it's just money?
That brings me on to a point that I wanted to touch on with Insight. There's a track, you know, that we made, Consciousness, and it's talking a lot about the movement and a lot about what brings us to making music. And Insight, just wanted to ask you what, you know, as far as you and I, we've talked about a lot of stuff that has to do with consciousness and going, I guess, farther beyond, more in the like quantum physics, science, you know, basically what some of the subjects we talk about. So what influenced you in some of that stuff?
Well, I don't know. Like you're saying, we talk about a lot of pretty crazy stuff, a lot of like ancient stuff too. I'm really interested in all the ancient civilizations and what was going on back then, because it's obviously still a mystery and they still can't figure it out. So
they've left it a mystery to us folk, but what we found out recently, it's the secret societies that have held on to that knowledge, and then they've killed off all the indigenous cultures so that they're the only ones who possess it, it seems.
No doubt. Yeah, I've always been super, super interested in that stuff, and still, like you said, trying to figure out what they won't tell us, but to go back to what Nate was saying about what you put your energy into and the music that you make you know, there's, you can either waste energy in music or you can create energy in music. And I think what we do here and what a lot of this underground and conscious hip hop does, it's more creating energy instead of wasting energy, you know. Try to do it right instead of just like try not to waste energy, try not to waste oil, try not to waste, you know, all electricity, everything, along with making the same music, you know. It's a lifestyle, it's not just in the music.
Yeah, definitely. I know you've been into a lot of like the health stuff. I've asked you a lot of questions as far as like, you know, I've been trying to get hip to that too, more of like the health realization stuff, and trying to get more I guess digging into like natural foods. And I know I'm,
yeah, no doubt, for the past for about the past 6 months when I started crawling back into this, or it started crawling out of me, I never was paying attention to what I was eating and what, you know, what I was putting into my body and stuff like that, and also my exercise and stuff like that. And anyway, so you hear about, you know, you read about all the fluoride in water, you hear about all the, you know, the preservatives and all that stuff they put in the food that's just like in all the grocery stores, in the box, you know, you walk down, there's like 15 aisles of boxes, and it's all like basically made of the same sort of preservative or like corn product or whatever it is.
Even the products people don't really understand, like oil, like the oil, the whole industry, oil isn't, I mean, just, it's not just a resource as far as like fuel, like no. A lot of that, those plastic products, because of our whole 100 years, is made by oil products. A lot of the packaging, a lot of plastics, a lot of toys. Everything. Yeah.
No
so,
doubt.
I mean, it's really good to bring up that stuff and be able to be conscious of it.
Yeah, for sure. So like, you know, as the consciousness starts to just like I said, it started to crawl out of me again. I started, like I said, everything I put in my mouth, whether it's you know, more, you eat more vegetables, more fruits, more just anything that's whole foods, you know, not tons of spices, tons of you know, sugar, fats, any of that type of stuff, because it does nothing for you. You know, it's sugar and fat and all that stuff does absolutely nothing for you nutritionally. So
vitamins and stuff lately too, taking like melatonin at night, and like been realizing like my dreams are actually coming back a lot, and like some really,
yeah,
like,
exactly,
actually, yep, real healthy stuff for you. I mean, I'm doing tons of vitamin C, tons of vitamin D.
Yeah, like, no doubt. And you can get all that stuff directly from vegetable. I was taking a vitamin there too for a little bit, but another thing I came up on is you can get all that stuff through foods. You know, you can get every single thing you need through foods, but you have to eat a lot of vegetables and fruits. Just that's the way it is. You know, you just kind of, that's the only place that all those vitamins and minerals come from.
If I could add one thing, it's just a lot of things. It's like, I feel like it's, you got to pay more attention of what not to eat opposed to what to eat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no doubt. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Cut out all the fast foods and, you know, all that stuff. It's mainly just cooking your own foods and eating whole foods. You know what I'm saying? Cut out all the bullshit, just like you're supposed to. Take the red pill. You know what I'm saying?
I've been on a pretty solid regimen as far as since this new year started, and I feel like my mind is working twice as hard now.
Yeah, I mean, we want to, like, fix the world, and we want to, you know, try and do everything we can, but it really starts with you. And you're not going to get to any other worlds if your world isn't good. So, like I said,
well, that's all that you can control, right? And that's what's great about freedom is, you know, who are we to dictate to other people how they should live or what they should do? You know, all we can do is do, you know, with what our lives and be the change we want to see, and hopefully that'll inspire other people.
You raise a great point because when I started getting on like my whole music thing a couple years ago, another artist, you know, that's in the fam, Truth Now, I was talking to him this morning, and like the whole thing about like that really, really excited me about a lot of the artists that I work with is a lot of people are actually, they're putting action to, you know, and that's like been a really huge thing, like influential to both my music and my life, to see these people that are going out there, like Truth goes out and helps, you know, the stuff that he did in Brazil and some other trips that he's going to be doing, like working towards Habitat for Humanity and actually going out in the streets and stuff like that. And like, that's the kind of stuff that, like, you know, when I see artists and I see people that motivate me, I'm not just looking at their music. I'm looking at what they do in real life. Like, it's not just about like a cover on an album to me. Like, I look into who they are as a person, you know, what they do. Like, that's that's an important part to me, and I've definitely had to work on that as a musician. Like, you know, some stuff coming up with, well, yeah, I'm going to work with this person, but only work with them on a musical basis, but then not really respect the person. It's like, well, how can I do music with the person if I don't if there's no respect there? You know what I mean? If there's no mutual ground.
Life's too short, man, to be wasting time on people that don't matter, or that don't matter to you and your life, you know, because everybody matters. But I mean, you know, life's too short to be wasting time on people that aren't positive for you.
That's
life.
One of the main reasons why I wanted to bring Insight and Nate, you know, on the show, just to give them a little bit of history as to some of the stuff that they do and some of the stuff that is kind of on their mind, because they're also really influential artists. That, you know, not necessarily, even if I wasn't doing production for them, I would be listening to their music, because the stuff that they talk about is just extremely up on that same level of being really positive and actually putting you know, footwork to the ground instead of just fucking preaching all the time and stuff. I get sick of that stuff sometimes too, with like certain artists that are out in pop life, and then, you know, you hear about them 2 weeks later and they're being arrested, or they're fucking you know, they're on a coke binge, or fucking they're, you know, screwing a bunch of whores or whatever, you know, whatever it is. That shit's not really cool to me. I don't want to fucking support people's paychecks by the shit that they're doing, you know. So yeah, even
yeah, no doubt, man.
Even in this scene too, like when we were talking with Kevin Beecham, like the record labels will do that, you know, they wine and dine you, and they want those type of people. Like they seek out that mentality. I know Truth's talked about this too. Like they seek out that mentality to try to sign people, and before they know it, before the person even puts out their first album, they're paying, you know, they're gone completely bankrupt. They bought whatever car and bought a house for their mama and whatever else, and they go completely bankrupt before they're even, you know, gotten their first album off the ground. So, you know, it's really important to be open-minded about the independent music and about independent artists and what they're about. Like, they're trying to build something from a foundation, something from the start.
The independent lifestyle.
Yeah, something that's theirs and something that can be for the scene as well, not just something that's going to be a personal gain. And that definitely shines through in a lot of you guys'
Yeah, I mean, you call it the independent deal, but it's really, I mean, once, if everybody would be at this level, it wouldn't be the independent thing, you know, it'd be the collective true thing, that. And everybody would be up here.
Yeah, true that.
Exactly.
Create energy, don't waste energy.
Yep. Yeah. That's a good motto right there.
The people in this city that I look up to, you know, obviously we have like the Rhymesayers crew and stuff like that, but there's, you know, a lot of people that when I used to do like the Blue Nile stuff, like I always was that person that sought out the people that don't get the ear all the time, that aren't putting out the weekly shows or the fucking bi-weekly shows. And it's like the same routine over and over, kind of why I stopped going to shows in the Twin Cities. It's like after 4 or 5 years of that, you know, you're seeing the same people over and over. And I'm sure if I went out to shows now, it's kind of that same thing. So it's like I still have this real huge motivation inside. Hopefully I can somehow get that popping again to get some shows out there and be able to put out, you know, because some of the stuff, I know, David, you did a show with me that we did at the Loft, and like some of the stuff that like even some of these companies are putting out, it's just fucking terrible. Like they like don't pay people at all. You do this show and you bring like 100 people, and like the artists don't even really get paid, and they're just like,
yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
That company that kept on like emailing you at Afton or whatever, like some bullshit, you know what I mean? Just like as far as like using artists for their gain, and like we get there and I did like the whole DJ set and basically like tried to chaperone all the artists and stuff, and these people fucking send my buddy a $10 check, you know,
and they were all terrible too.
Yeah they were all terrible artists,
just people trying to make money. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fucking, let's get into Liberation Square, man, the Eclipse remix. Speaking of, you know, that's like, because that's, I just wanted to touch on something too. That's why, you know, Derek in the Midwest is no longer part of the network. He left on his own accord, but I had talked to him the night before, you know, asking him what his show was going to be like the next night. And, you know, are you going to be getting on some new material? You know, you only do 2 shows a week, bro. And, you know, I do a 3-hour show every day, and I try to bring up new material all the time. You know,
well, I mean, Slim, you did a really great job when you handled that interview. Like, you stuck to your guns and you weren't going to attack the dude, and everybody wanted you to, but like you stuck to your guns, and, you know, you did a great show, and that's like the outcome.
It's no secret how deep is the government. Pesticide on the radio in case they bugging it. Revolutionary, rebel music gutterness. Even Egypt doesn't wanna put up with it. They wanna take our born rights away. If we wish to live, then there's a price to pay. So die tomorrow or fight today, and let our burning torches light the way. Come on, a hip hopper, heavy metal, punk rockers. The revolution will be televised, let the world watch us. They can't stop us, at least not all. Together we'll stand, divided we'll fall. Martial law is their first act, so let's devise a plan to counterattack. There's no apology for this behavior. We shall rise up against any dictator. No one is safe, we never will be. And if they found you, they already killed me. Must I remind you of who you fucking with? It takes a nation to overthrow a government. No one is safe, we never will be. And if they found you, they already killed me. Must I remind you of who you fucking with? It takes a nation to overthrow a government. The moment is now, what are you waiting for? The SWAT team to come kick down your door. World media is there to blind you. Federal agents can easily find you. CIA already has a case with a folder and a file with a picture of your face. Your tax dollars help fund in their war. You aren't satisfied, so do you want more? Army draft board has the right to recruit us. Cops on the blocks have the right to shoot us. Freedom of speech, now they're trying to mute us. The television is there to confuse us. The Pentagon is the secret tower that's deep underground trying to keep the power. They're trying to even clone the human body. If it's not Skull and Bones, then it's the Illuminati. No one is safe, we never will be. And if they found you, they already killed me. Must I remind you of who you fucking with? It takes a nation to overthrow a government. No one is safe, we never will be. And if they found you, they already killed me. Must I remind you of who you fucking with? It takes a nation to overthrow a government. Not Dwayne Johnson, but this is the rundown. Inflation, the price will never come down. The music on the radio is just a dumb down. You're thinking job treat got you stumped now. Tell me who you kidding. Reality television embellishing on the way people living. Prisons filled with millions, filling a cage. The same goes for those working for minimum wage. The problem is all of these broken healthcare promises and expensive colleges. Nothing's gonna change unless we make it happen. New direction in life, now we taking action. You don't need high definition to get the picture. The poor stays poor while the rich gets richer. The revolution has come. It's time to pick up your guns.
Pump the outcome.
your sister to lie anymore.
Take the road call.
You're listening to the Slim Swayze Show.
I know you're up there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
DJ Mind Control.
Now these are the major findings from the leak of 400,000 secret American and military files from the whistleblowing website of WikiLeaks.
Get up. It's been reported that WikiLeaks has released more classified documents than the rest of the world's media combined. Can that possibly be true?
Yeah, that is possibly true. It's a worry, isn't it? That the rest of the world's media is doing such a bad job that a little group of activists is able to release more of that type of information than the rest of the world has combined.
Picking up the wounded.
Light them all up.
Come on, fire!
Because of enemies. The files also reveal that 66,000 civilians were killed in Iraq since the U.S. invaded, even though Washington had denied it kept any such record. The figure doesn't include scores of deaths during the U.S. two major offensives on the city of Fallujah in 2004.
Out of those who steal secrets and publish them in the newspaper.
The hundreds of thousands we were killing was unjustified homicide, and I couldn't see the difference between that and murder. Murder had to be stopped.
This weekend, portions of a highly classified Pentagon document came to light for all the world to see, brought cries of outrage from Washington.
We gotta get this son of a bitch.
A name has now come out as the possible source of the Times Pentagon documents. It is that of Daniel Ellsberg, the top policy analyst for the Defense and State Department.
I am prepared to answer to all the consequences of these decisions.
We've dropped another 200,000 tons of bombs on Indochina. That's 10 Hiroshimas. One Hiroshima a week.
Murder had to be stopped. Murder had to be stopped.
I'm not going to be part of this system of lying anymore.
One of the cables reveals that the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer hired investigators to dig up dirt on Nigeria's former attorney general last year in an effort to pressure him to drop a $6 billion lawsuit against the company. The lawsuit stemmed from a notorious 1996 drug experiment Pfizer conducted on sick children in Nigeria.
Once you get on, just open up.
Roger. I see your element. You got about 400 feet. I don't want to. You're clear.
All right, clear.
What's the baseline?